local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone. Applying those laws, collecting facts, that's what determines the outcome of an investigation. Nothing more and nothing less.
So that was Special Counsel Jack Smith with the Department of Justice earlier this afternoon following yesterday's breaking news that former President Trump is facing an indictment for storing classified information that the DOJ says includes U.S. nuclear programs and defense and weapons capabilities. That's our top story today on a Friday. It's Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you. Your reaction all show long. The text line is open, 850-437-1620. What do you think of the indictment? What do you think of what the DOJ had to say today? How do you think it impacts, if at all, President Trump's campaign? We will hear from Congressman Matt Gaetz as he is weighing in on the issue as well. We'll get a quick update on the roads, a busy afternoon here, and weather as well. Gracie?
Yep, we do have slowdowns right now on I-10. This is going to be in both the east and westbound direction. If you are heading eastbound, slow moving traffic due to an accident right near 29, backing up about halfway between Pine Forest and 29. In the opposite direction, moving westbound, if you're getting past I-110 or getting on I-10 from I-110 on the ramp, we do have an accident that's causing some major slowdowns. Right near there, Davis Highway, northbound right near the interstate, there is an accident that's causing slowdowns again in the northbound direction on Davis Highway. And on Highway 90, right near the Piggly Wiggly in Milton, we do have a car that actually caught fire. There is showing slowdowns because of it, but hopefully that will get cleared up soon. If you see something else on the roads causing delays, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have some more chances of rain tonight with a low of 74 this evening, 30% chance of rains. Few clouds right now in Pensacola. It's 82 in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
And former President Trump blasting the special counsel who indicted him over the alleged mishandling of classified documents. Trump took to Truth Social, referring to Smith as a deranged lunatic and psycho, and questioned the prosecutor isn't going after President Biden for his handling of classified documents. That's something that Congressman Matt Gaetz brought up in an interview with Newsmax last night. We'll hear those comments here shortly. Also in our top three stories today, attorneys for Congressman George Santos claim that revealing the names of the people who bailed him out would backfire on those who helped him. Santos has pleaded not guilty to wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. A judge ordered Santos to identify the three people who raised his $500,000 bail. Here locally, teased it just a moment ago, Congressman Matt Gaetz's reaction to the indictment. Here he is.
This after Joe Biden has had classified documents in his possession since 1974. Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Mike Pence, almost everywhere that we looked, we saw that this was a broken system. And then yet to use the power of criminal process to plow our country into the depths of the perceived third world is deeply, deeply troubling.
And also saying this would not have been a thing if Trump was not a candidate and the leading candidate at that for the GOP presidential race. Other local headlines, the city of Pensacola confirming one person died in a house fire on Mallory Street this morning. That happened a little before 10:20. Crews arrived to find heavy smoke and flames coming in. They received reports that at least one person was possibly trapped inside. They found one adult occupant, and that person was pronounced dead at the scene. The Bureau of Fire, Arson, and Explosive Investigations is continuing to look into the cause today. Scambia County man accused of raping a woman out at night in downtown Pensacola. He will spend 15 years in prison after 29-year-old Demontre Mitchell found guilty of sexual battery. He was sentenced this week. City of Pensacola announcing the winner of the Pensacola Welcome Sign Contest. Brianna Spence was selected as the contest winner through a blind selection and scoring process. And she submitted a Pelican design that'll be showcased near Bayfront Parkway and Gregory Street as drivers exit the Pensacola Bay Bridge. We will talk to Brianna coming up after the 4:30 news. Curious to know what went into the design and how that contest played out. 4:15, we'll get another check of the roads and our weather together.
We still have slow-moving traffic right now on I-10. Heavy delays if you're heading eastbound due to an accident. Scene of the accident's right near the 29 exit, the Pensacola Boulevard exit. So just keep that in mind. That is going to be, again, in the eastbound direction, backing up to almost Pine Forest, right between Pine Forest and 29. So we do have slowdowns there. We still have some slight slowdowns in the westbound direction on I-10, right near I-110. There was an accident that was causing delays. Looks like it's been cleared up because it's moving smoothly again. And we still have slow-moving traffic northbound on Davis Highway right near the interstate that is due to an accident. Also, on Highway 90, we do have a vehicle that caught on fire right near the Piggly Wiggly, right near 87 off Cox Road. Roadway is showing that some slowdowns right there due to that that vehicle. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. And for weather, we do have 30% chance of rain for this evening, a low of 73. Coming up this weekend, we will be seeing some chances of rain and a high of 88 for tomorrow. A few clouds right now. It's 82 in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Hey, we told you yesterday that the job fair for the Charter Schools USA Warrington Preparatory Academy took place, and Charter Schools USA says that about 40 people turned out for that and about 20 were hired. And Charter Schools USA says that the teachers will be making about $12,000 per year more than they would in the Escambia School District.
We do not ask for anybody to come here out of pity. You're here to encourage and to build and influence a positive outcome for our students.
And that's Caleb Lovely, who's the new dean at the school. He worked at Warrington Middle School in the music department. Taking a look at news around the state of Florida today, we told you about this yesterday after the news broke about China's plans to operate a spy facility in Cuba. Representatives from South Florida are demanding answers. They include Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Mario Diaz-Balart. Wrote a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
We have a military base in Cuba, and the reality is if they're setting up an eavesdropping station there, they're trying to get electronic communications. They're trying to collect on potentially CENTCOM, but I'm fairly certain that CENTCOM would have ways to mitigate them from collecting.
That's former FBI Special Agent Tracy Walter, who says it's likely just more a case of chest beating by the Chinese. U.S. and Cuba leaders have denied the report.
Mexico will seek legal and diplomatic measures over Florida's migrant relocation program. A statement from the Mexican Foreign Ministry commends the transportation of migrants from the state borders, states that border Mexico, to other parts of the U.S. for political reasons.
And hearing reaction from Governor DeSantis, well, he tweeted about it, former President Trump's biggest rival, blasting the charges against him. DeSantis says the charges are, quote, the weaponization of federal law enforcement. DeSantis called it a mortal threat to a free society after the news broke last night.
And Central Florida police are trying to figure out why drugs keep washing up on their beaches. Deputies found a bag of cocaine on the shore of Daytona Beach last night, and this is the third incident reported on Volusia County beaches in the past week.
The woman accused of shooting and killing her neighbor over a dispute with her children is being held on a $154,000 bond. Susan Lawrence appeared in court today. She's charged with manslaughter in the death of A.J. Owens, accused of shooting Owens through a front door when Owens went to confront her about hitting one of her children. Lawrence is claiming self-defense. 4:20 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our national and worldwide headlines. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happy Friday, everyone. I'm Joe Gracie alongside here on News Radio 92.3.
Behold, The Ansac Lawn. Beautiful, durable, built from the roots up to thrive and withstand the wear and tear of everyday life on the Gulf Coast. And like you, we know a healthy lawn is more than just another pretty space. It's the neighborhood soccer field. It's a summertime water park with free admission. It's a backyard campground where imaginations soar. At NSEC, we believe that a healthy lawn adds to the quality of life at home. That's why we engineer each lawn to succeed, with free soil samples that provide a detailed analysis of your lawn's soil, letting us know exactly what your lawn needs to thrive. Plus, with NSEC Lawn Service, you'll get unlimited service calls. After all, that's not just any old lawn, that's your lawn. And to make it grow at its best, you need a better lawn service. NSEC, guaranteed lawn care. Get growing with NSEC today. Visit NSEC.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, the Astronauts will be rocking the Gulfside Pavilion at Bands on the Beach with their high-energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Dance the night away at Pensacola Beach with Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets and no glass.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit gulfbreezenews.com online.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came.
It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Happy Friday. We have made it to the last day of the week and hope you're having a fantastic start to your weekend. 425 right now. Going to get a quick look at the roads and weather before we get to our national headlines and things going around around the world. I-10 right now, extremely slow-moving traffic. This is going to be in the eastbound direction. An accident happened right around 29 in Pensacola Boulevard on I-10, but it is backing up past Pine Forest. So if you are heading eastbound into Pensacola, you may want to get off at Pine Forest and just get off the interstate and get back on if you need to. But that is going to be, again, slow-moving traffic in between Pine Forest and 29 if you're heading eastbound on I-10. We still have slow-moving traffic on Highway 90 in Milton. That's near the Piggly Wiggly near 87. We do have a car that was on fire that is causing a major roadblock, and we are still seeing delays because of it. If you see something else on the roads, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Traffic update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love, and your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
The weekend forecast features a chance for rain every single day, plus that northwest Florida heat. You can't miss it. Highs in the lower 90s for Saturday and Sunday for the inland spots, upper 80s for the coastal spots. Rain chance a little bit higher on Saturday at 50 to 60% chances scattered during the afternoon. Be prepared. Rain chance does come down on Sunday, so that's your day to be outside. Only 20 to 30% chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. Few clouds right now. It's 82 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And just got an email as you were talking there, Gracie. Highway 90 at Cox Road is currently closed. That according to Santa Rosa County, so you'll have to find a workaround there. Taking a look at national headlines today, obviously dominated by the conversation surrounding former President Trump. Elsewhere, Ukrainian officials say they have evidence. Russia blew up a dam that caused a major disaster this week. Investigators claim to have intercepted a phone call between Russia agents who were talking about plans to blow up the Novokakhovka Dam. In a Telegram post, the Security Service of Ukraine said Russia wanted to blackmail the country by creating an environmental disaster in its southern region.
And a video is going viral that appears to show a man being attacked and killed by a tiger shark off the coast of Egypt. It happened yesterday near a beach hotel on the Red Sea, and the victim was a 23-year-old Russian man who had been living in Egypt for several months. He was swimming at the beach that was filled with people, including his father.
Wow. Former NYPD detective is accused of taking bribes from a robbery crew that targeted Asian Americans. Federal prosecutors say 31-year-old Saul De La Cruz took bribes from members of a four-man robbery crew and helped them avoid arrest from 2017 to last year. The men mainly targeted Asian Americans and stole money, jewelry, and other property from dozens of homes and businesses in New York.
Air quality is improving in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, but pockets of unhealthy air still remain. This comes as smoke from the Canadian fires drifted down through the U.S. and impacted millions of Americans. A wind shift this weekend is expected to take care of the remaining blaze or haze.
The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway pleading not guilty to extortion charges. Yoron Vandersloot appeared in an Alabama court today after being extradited to the U.S. from Peru. He faces charges for allegedly trying to get $250,000 from Holloway's mother in exchange for the location of her body.
Two motion hearings are being held today in the murder cases of four Idaho college students. The motions are concerning a gag order that prohibits lawyers from involved in the case from saying anything publicly that's not already on public record. The motions was filed last month by Media Coalition by an attorney of the family for one of the victims.
And a federal court is ruling that playing explicit music in the workplace could be grounds for claiming sexual harassment. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals this week ruled on a case where the owners of a warehouse allowed employees to blast what was called sexually graphic music while working. An employee lawsuit was filed against the company, but it was dismissed by a lower court, which ruled that if both genders were offended by the music, it's not sexual harassment.
And a Texas businessman is at the center of a scandal that led to the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton. Has been charged with making false statements to mortgage lenders to secure $172 million in loans. The accusations that Paul asked Paxton for help back in 2019 after the FBI raided his offices. Paxton allegedly agreed after Paul hired a woman that he was having an affair with and moved her to Austin. Seems like a mess. We are going to take a quick break here, get a update from Fox News and Your Money Now. Then we're going to be speaking with the creator of the new Pensacola sign.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Donald Trump has been indicted on 37 charges. Special Counsel Jack Smith is investigating the former president's handling of classified documents found at his Mar-a-Lago estate.
My office will seek a speedy trial in this matter, consistent with the public interest and the rights of the accused. We very much look forward to presenting our case to a jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida.
Former president is scheduled to appear in court on Tuesday. President Biden is staying mostly tight-lipped after his Justice Department charged his 2020 rival and potential 2024 opponent with a host of federal charges.
President Biden, have you spoken to Attorney General Merrick Garland yet?
I have not spoken to him at all. I'm not going to speak to him. No comment on what happened.
Now, the president at an event there in North Carolina today. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, among major cities in the country, New York appears to still be reeling from the COVID-19 pandemic when it comes to the retail sector. A report from the Center for an Urban Future finds that since February of 2020, the Big Apple lost nearly 38,000 retail jobs. That represents an about 11% decline. The private sector has regained close to all of its jobs from the pandemic. The report says there's been rapid growth in online shopping, along with more automation by retailers and not as many office workers. Well, a drug that's commonly used to treat diabetes may have the power to prevent long COVID. According to a new study from researchers at the University of Minnesota, the drug metformin reportedly lowers the risk of long COVID. Those between the ages of 30 and 85 years old who had COVID were reportedly about 40% less likely to develop long COVID if they took the drug. Researchers said that the drug was inexpensive, safe, and widely available, and could have significant public health implications. Checking Wall Street, stocks finishing this Friday with some modest gains. And that is Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute. USC and UCLA are joining the Big Ten beginning in 2024, and at first glance, there are some compelling matchups to look forward to. The Trojans will take on Michigan, Wisconsin, and Penn State as part of their inaugural Big Ten slate. And while it makes little geographic sense for these two LA schools to join a conference based mostly out of the Midwest, watching the Trojans and Wolverines in the Coliseum on a fall Saturday sounds pretty fun to me. I'm Maggie Gray.
At Ethos Life, we've busted all the myths about getting life insurance. Like myth number one.
Life insurance? I can't afford that.
At Ethos, we have term life policies everyone can afford, with policies as low as $7 a month. Or myth number two.
I have a life insurance policy through work. That's good enough.
With workplace coverage usually only equal to a year's salary, that won't nearly be enough to cover your family's ongoing and future expenses. A long-term, affordable policy from Ethos can give you the peace of mind that if something happens to you, your family is well covered for years to come. Myth number three.
Getting life insurance? It's just too complicated.
At Ethos, our 100% hassle-free online process can give you a quote in seconds, application in minutes, and coverage in hours. With no medical exams or blood work needed, just answer a few health questions. Get your free online estimate at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. Rates will vary based on age, underwriting, face amount, and type of policy.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes for us? In Escambia County, they do. The millions who visit here spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay lower the tax burden for locals. Visitor spending supports over 22,000 jobs, providing $638 million in local wages. Sure, being a tourism destination means we might have to wait a little longer for a restaurant table or park a little farther to get to our favorite shops. But it's a small price to pay when you consider the contributions those temporary visitors make to our permanent slice of paradise. So keep on welcoming visitors with our famous Southern hospitality and invite your friends and family to visit, because tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. Happy Friday. Before we get to our interview involving the Pensacola welcome sign that looks awesome, we're going to be talking with Brianna, who created it. We do got to get a quick look at the roads. Just real quick, Highway 90 at Cox Road, we do have that closed off. That's due to an vehicle that caught fire. So just keep that in mind. If you're typically taking Highway 90 right near the Piggly Wiggly and 87, you are going to need to find an alternative route. And then I-10 in the eastbound direction in between Pine Forest and 29. We had an accident there that is causing some major slowdowns throughout Pensacola. Again, in the eastbound direction, if you're heading towards Pine Forest, you may want to get off because it is going to be slow moving all the way to Pensacola Boulevard. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111 for weather. We do have 30% chance of rain for this evening with a low of 73 tonight. Few clouds right now. It's 82 in Pensacola, Milton, and Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And we go to the phones, bring on Brianna Spence. She has her own design agency, Spence Studios, and she, along with 21 other submissions, was the winner of the Pensacola Welcome Sign Contest. Brianna, we certainly appreciate the time this afternoon.
Hi, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So sometime next year, you're going to be leaving the beach and you're going to be driving across the 3 mile bridge, and you're going to come into Pensacola and you're going to see the welcome sign and you're going to just be like, I designed that. What does that feel like?
I know it's very wild. I don't know if it's actually hit me yet, but I am excited. It's going to be a process, like you said, you know, construction will start. So we'll get to kind of see it built from the ground up, which I think is actually really cool. And it's been really awesome to be part of the whole process on, you know, just the architect side and the engineering side and obviously design. So, yeah, it's been a really exciting process for me, and I can't wait to see it go up.
Yeah, so you're talking about the process. So you hear about this contest, and I know that there were a couple of informational meetings that the city had for people that were interested in submitting designs. And so you hear about this, and talk me through kind of your thought process, because I would imagine, and I have no artistic ability whatsoever, but if I'm interested, if I'm an artist and I'm thinking about this, I mean, I'm just losing my mind, and all of my time would be spent on trying to just come up with the perfect design, all the imagery that I could possibly think of. We got the Blue Angels, we got the beach, we got the Pelicans, we got all this stuff, and trying to just condense that into just this sign that I think will be perfect. So walk me through that process for you. Was it relatively easy to come up with, or was there a lot of sleepless nights trying to get that perfect design?
Yeah, that's actually so funny. So I did not hear about the contest until 3 days before the submission deadline, which is crazy. I actually had my mom and a couple different friends and family send me the link, and it just happened to be 3 days ahead of time. And I had a friend visiting at the time, and so I was like, oh, you know, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to have time. And I was actually out on a walk on the beach with her, and I just happened to mention it, and I was like, oh, you know, but I only have 3 days. There's no way. And she was like, you need to do this. And then my mom called me that night. She was like, are you going to submit? And I was like, no, I'm not going to have enough time. I don't think so. And she was like, you better do it. Like, you better submit. And I was like, okay, mom, like, I'll see what I can do, you know? And sure enough, I just was like, you know what? What is the most Pensacola thing to me that's not really like, it's not already a brand. It's not already, you know, like the Blue Angels are already kind of their own established brand. We have a lot of other Pensacola beach thing, but what is like iconic Pensacola? And I commute back and forth through Pensacola and Gulf Breeze like a couple times a week, and I always see the Pelicans like kind of, you know, hovering like they do over the bridge, and I was like, that's perfect. And so sure enough, the design just kind of came together after that, so I got really lucky that I got it done in time.
So you crammed for the final exam, that's what you're telling us, is that?
Yes, wow. I did, and I'm not even a procrastinator, but it just happened out that way.
And you won. Oh, that's awesome. So, I mean, you know, the colors there. There's looking at the Pelican, and then I know that there are some interesting colors there. Was there any hidden subliminal messages about Pensacola that are a part of the sign?
You know, no subliminal messages. Basically, just keeping with the blues and the yellow, symbolic of, you know, the city of Pensacola. I feel like we have a lot of nod to that in the city's design that you see around town. So no subliminal messages, just kind of that fun, hopefully friendly, welcoming design.
So how did you find out and just your reaction when you got the word?
Well, I was very excited. They were going through the design, so I had been notified that I was in like some of the top contestants. And then I called my mom. I said, hey, just so you know, like, this is what's going on. And I think she freaked out more than me. She was so excited. And then like 2 days later, we found out. And yeah, I was super excited. I don't know if it hit me right away. Probably took a couple days. But yeah, my friends and family were just thrilled. So it's really awesome.
Awesome. Well, that's Brianna Spence Studios, and I'm sure, you know, maybe this will lead to some more projects for you. Who knows where this leads? But about 100,000 people are going to be seeing this sign on a daily basis, and you will always be able to say that that was your design. Brianna, thank you so much for taking the time, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you. That was Brianna Spence again, the winner of the City of Pensacola sign contest, joining us here right on Pensacola right now. Again, there were 22 total submissions. It was a blind selection and scoring process, and the selection committee had 6 people on it who did not know the identity of the designers until the designs were scored and a winner was selected. And you just heard Brianna say she didn't know about it until about 3 days before, and she got a design quickly. And wow, that's the most impressive part to me. I mean, to be able to just on a whim, I don't want to say on a whim, but you know, maybe that's better
that,
you know, you were
that.
Just like, you know what? I just got to throw it out there and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. Especially because it might just be like, oh, I got 2 weeks to work on it. And it's like your gut feeling, if you only have 3 days, this is what I'm doing, and this, get it submitted. And what it is what it is.
That's
and
right.
It worked out for Brianna. I think it looks awesome.
It
I
does.
Love it.
I like it too. Yeah. I think it's unique because it's, you know, everybody knows about the beach sign. I mean, that's iconic. We've got the fish house sign. So, you know, I've seen people, you know, of course it's art, right? It's art, and you know, you're not going to please everybody, you know, in the public sense like that. But no, I really like it, and I was pleased to see most people like it, and I think it has a unique place because where it's going to be across the 3 mile bridge. We've seen a lot of development there, obviously the new bridge with the light. So I think it's going to complement that area really well. And it's going to be just another iconic sign, I think, that people have to talk about. So that's awesome. Again, thanks to Brianna for joining us here. 4:45 right now, and it's Friday, but folks are running into each other trying to get home and enjoy the weekend. Let's get an update on the roads and weather.
Well, I-10 throughout Pensacola is extremely slow moving. This is going to be, if you are heading eastbound on Pine Forest, or excuse me, eastbound on I-10, it's going to start slowing down before you get to Pine Forest at that exit where it starts to start slow moving. And then it is slow moving until the 29 exit where the scene of the accident is just around. So it is causing some slowdowns on I-10 as well as on Pine Forest. Also got a text into our text line. Looks like a second crash has occurred westbound on I-10, roughly in that same area. A car rear-ended, two cars, no police on that scene yet. So that's going to be kind of in the traffic there. And I-10 heading westbound in Alabama, as you're heading towards the Alabama-Florida line, you are going to be seeing some slow traffic. That is also due to an accident kind of near Grand River Motorsports. So I-10, extremely slow-moving traffic if you're heading eastbound. Also, Highway 90 off Cox Road, we had a vehicle catch fire. This is going to be right near 87 in the Piggly Wiggly. It has caused the road to be shut down real quick right there. So just keep that in mind. That's going to be causing delays as well. If you see something else or have details, use some caution on the roads. But give me a call at 850-262-6111 with the details. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping, or excuse me, this traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. Starting on July 1st, ECUA Bulk Waste Service is going to need to schedule it. So it's going to call in format. You can call before 2 p.m. the day before your pickup, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic on the fives.
So looking at the sports scene now, we've got game 4 of the NBA Finals, 7:30 start time on ABC as the Nuggets and the Heat square off. The Nuggets leading the series 2-1. Heat trying to get one home game before the series shifts back to Denver on Monday. Again, 7:30 start time on ABC. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals will be tomorrow after the Panthers pulled off a comeback win against the Golden Knights last night. They trailed 2-1 midway through the third. Matthew Tkachuk scored, and in overtime, Connor Verhaeghe buried the game winner with about 4 minutes left in overtime to win 3-2. So good to see the Panthers getting a win, their first Stanley Cup final win in team history. Major League Baseball, we've got the Braves taking on the Nationals at 6:20 tonight. The Rays and the Rangers starting off in about an hour at 5:40. The Marlins are in Chicago taking on the White Sox. That one starts at 7:10. TV games on at 6:05. The Orioles and the Royals are on Apple TV+. The Angels and the Mariners at 8:38 also on Apple TV+. And the ESPN Plus game tonight at 7:40 is the Rockies and the Padres. Well, as of now, Dalvin Cook is free to sign with any NFL team, and ESPN's Adam Schefter says the Dolphins are among the favorites, if not the favorite, to land the former FSU star. I believe he grew up in the Miami area as well. Nevada lawmakers still haven't voted on a public financing bill for the Oakland A's stadium on the Las Vegas Strip. The second day of a special session to discuss the bill ended yesterday with no vote. The A's want $380 million in public funds for their $1.5 billion ballpark. And horses are training again at Belmont ahead of tomorrow's Belmont Stakes, and all signs are pointing to the race being given a green light as the air quality has gotten much better. Post time just after 6 o'clock tomorrow evening on Fox. Health, business, and science notes. Teenagers 15 to 19 years old are likely to make up 18% of all summer hires this year. The personal service sector, that includes restaurants, hotels, amusement parks, etc., will make up 26% of all hires, and they'll be paid more. The average national wage for 15 to 19-year-olds is projected to reach $14.56 an hour, up 9% from a year ago.
And this is the only time we're going to say we're lucky to not have a Trader Joe's here. Trader Joe's is recalling jars of their instant cold brew coffee. The grocery chain is warning that the product could contain pieces of glass, and it's being pulled from the shelves. Though customers may have already had affected jars at their home, products with expiration dates of June 13th, November 26th, and December 30th are impacted.
Pop culture notes, two of the biggest names in comedy are teaming up for a tour. Jerry Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan announced they are performing a series of four arena shows together this fall. It'll start November 3rd in San Francisco. Other shows are in L.A., Chicago, and St. Louis.
And we have another comedian coming to Pensacola. Comedian Kate Williams is going to be in Pensacola, or Cat Williams is going to be in Pensacola on November in November. He's scheduled to perform at the Bay Center on the 4th of November as part of the Dark Matter Tour. Pre-sale tickets go on sale on Tuesday of next week at 10 a.m., while the general sale will be next Friday at 10 a.m. as well.
I was, by the way... This morning at 10, I was going to go on Ticketmaster and see if I could get in the queue for Matt Rife. I forgot. I wasn't going to buy the tickets. I just wanted to see if I could open it up and get in.
You were going to take someone's spot?
I was going to flip it for 10 times. No, I was just going to see if I could get in line, and then I would have closed it out. But yeah. I forgot about it. How about this? The award for the most random celebrity couple is... So 43-year-old Kellis, famous for that milkshake song, is apparently dating 73-year-old Bill Murray?
What?
Whatever.
Just 30 years.
Wow. I mean, the age difference is one thing, but Bill Murray?
I know. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe he's a fan of the song.
I guess. yeah. All right. We'll take a break. I don't have anything to say to that. It's just so weird and random. 4:51, we'll take a break. Come back with more wacky headlines and some good news to wrap up hour number one on a Friday. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Happy Friday. It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. Hopefully you're not stuck in traffic. Just going to get a quick look at the roads and weather before we get to some wacky, weird stories and some good news. But I-10 right now is extremely slow-moving traffic. That's going to be I-10 in between Pine Forest and 29 in the eastbound direction due to an accident. It has caused some major slowdowns throughout Pensacola on I-10, so just keep that in mind. Also, we have extremely slow-moving traffic, a patch of traffic eastbound on the Alabama state line on I-10, also showing some delays. And if you're heading westbound into Mobile, it's going to be extremely slow moving traffic through Spanish Fort and over Mobile Bay. Just keep that in mind if you're heading that direction. If you see something else on the roads, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we do have some chances of rain for this rest of this evening at 30% with a low of 73. 82 right now with a few clouds in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So, Gracie, you and I talked a lot yesterday about this story out in Vegas regarding the possible spotting of two aliens.
Yep.
And I told you that my eyes had been opened and that I believe there now can be intelligent life out there. You are still firmly on the fence that it's not real. We have new details.
I saw this.
A man who claimed to see two aliens at the backyard of his Las Vegas home after something fell to the sky posted a video to his YouTube speaking more about what he says he and his family saw on May 1st.
Here's a Ring camera video. You could hear the bang. This is around the neighborhood. So here's the video. So when that happened, the only thing I can see in the backyard is a tall creature, probably around 8-10 feet tall, very thin. So I called my dad. He went to the backyard and he saw the same thing, the same creature I saw.
What do you think? I mean, that audio is pretty chilling.
Yeah, I think
caught on a Ring camera. Not doctored.
I just don't believe in aliens. I just can't. They're just, it's just, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
All right.
I hope that doesn't come into my backyard. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I know. this one got me. A new senior care center in the UK is drawing plenty of laughs for an unfortunate typo on their advertisements. Usually nursing homes have peaceful names like Shady Lawn, Pebble Creek. But a man took a picture at a bus stop of an ad for Skeleton Court.
Oh, no.
His caption, bold choice of name considering the age of many residents. Turns out it's in a village called Skelton.
That's awful. That is just bad. That is just bad.
Skelton Court, not Skeleton Court. Oh, boy.
Yikes. And a weird one out of Ohio makes you think what's wrong with people. But two people were arrested and charged in Ohio after allegedly attacking and robbing the staff at a Wendy's because they forgot to put cheese on their chicken sandwich.
Justified.
The two women are facing robbery charges as well because they allegedly tried to take the employee's phone during the fight, too.
So. And nobody is having a better start to the weekend than Chief Deputy Joe McCurdy in Santa Rosa County.
Santa Rosa, all units, stand by for radio traffic.
Again to Santa Rosa, y'all stay safe on 1087.
Santa Rosa, all units, on this day, June 9th, 2023, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office would like to congratulate Chief Joe McCurdy on his well-deserved retirement. Chief McCurdy, you serve the community with honor, dignity, and pride for 34 years, and we thank you. It's been an honor to work with you. Your dedicated service to the citizens of this county and members of this agency will always be remembered. We hope you enjoy your retirement. Unit 2, 1087, 1042 for the final time. Station clear, 1439.
34 years with the Santa Rosa County retired today, Chief Deputy Joe McCurdy. Congratulations, Joe. Happy trails.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Information are critical to the safety and security of the United States.